بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم يسر لنا أمرنا، اللهم اشرح لنا صدورنا، وعلمنا ما جهلنا، وارزقنا العمل بما علمتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. As a quick revision, we said وقت الظهر starts from the meridian, when the sun, zenith or meridian, until the shadow of everything equal to it to plus a little that is calculated. Now, how do I calculate? I forgot to mention that last week, but I'll mention it now. Meaning when I put the sundial, I need to find out what time is the time of meridian. It's normally from the time of sunrise till sunset. Half of that is the time of the meridian. Let's say the sun rises 6 o'clock in the morning and sets 6 o'clock in the evening. So waqt al-zawal is what time? 12 o'clock. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 12 hours. Hence, half of them is 6. So, it's 12 o'clock. Let's say it rises 7 and sets 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 plus 6, 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock, it'll be the time of the meridian. So when you are setting the time and calculating the time, you subtracted the times and you concluded what time is midday. You look at the sundial, that little shadow, it is not considered, but it is calculated. When you see, for example, as we said, if the sundial is 30 centimeters and that little shadow is 5 centimeters, so the time of Dhuhr finishes 35 centimeters from the sundial. We understand that? So it's clear. Now we'll talk about waqt al-asr. Waqt al-asr, when the waqt al-dhuhr ends. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله. He said, وَوَقْتُ الْعَصْرِ وَهِيَ الْوُسْطَى مِنْ آخِرِ وَقْتِ الظُّهْرِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَصْفَرَّ الشَّمْسِ. Meaning, in English, the time for asr is when Dhuhr ends until the sun becomes yellow, the time of choice finishes. طيب, let's explain this. وقت العصر هي الوسطى. وقت العصر, he said, رحمه الله, is the وسطى. What does it mean? It means he is on the opinion that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى, preserve the five daily prayers and the Salat al-Wusta, he interpreted that ayah as Salat al-Asr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah khassasa min ba'd al-ta'meem. That means to highlight the importance. Al-khusus ba'da al-umum, specification after generalizing, it means highlighting the importance of whatever been specified. Meaning, give you an example. You have four kids, Ahmad, Muhammad, Mahmoud, Mustafa and Ali. Ali is the youngest. You say to your wife, look after the kids and Ali. What does it mean? Give extra care to Ali. Al-khusus ba'da al-umum. She comes specific after the generalization. Allah generalized, he said, حافظوا على الصلوات, the five daily prayers. And then he specified, والصلاه الوسطى, the middle salat, الوسطى, the middle salat. So, الصلاه الوسطى, this is an important salat that the Muslim should preserve and look after. Now, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentioned a lot of opinion and he went into thorough debate and then he said that as salat al-wusta is salat al-asr and he bring very strong adillah. I refer you back to tafsir Ibn Kathir. Alhamdulillah, it's translated in English. يعني this is also the opinion of the Shafi'i, and it's our opinion here in Al-Umda. So it is the Salatul Wusta, and it is the best of the Salawat. It starts when, يعني it is between what? Fajr and Dhuhr and Maghrib and Isha. So it comes in between. Now one would say, why did the Imam Ibn Qudama started the timing with Salatul Dhuhr? Isn't it the first Salat? We say, so we can combine the Adillah. He started, rahimahullah, because Jibreel, when he came in the hadith that I read to you last week, to the Prophet ﷺ, and he told him, get up and pray to teach Muhammad ﷺ the timing of Salat, he came to him at the Salat of Dhuhr. That's why the ulama, they start with Salat of Dhuhr. You see? So, is it clear? Naam. So here he said, وَوَقْتُ الْعَصْرِ وَهِيَ الْوُسْطَى. We have interpreted what is the Wusta. مِنْ آخِرِ وَقْتِ الظُّهْرِ. When the Dhuhr ends. So, when the shade becomes equal to the object, then Asr has started and you entered the Salat al-Asr. And Salat al-Dhuhr has finished. And it'll continue. He said, rahimahullah, إِلَىٰ أَن تَصْفَرَّ الشَّمْسِ. Until the sun turns yellow. What does it mean, until the sun turns yellow? The sun does not, it's not going to turn yellow. But what happened is, you'd see yellow color on the walls and on the floor. You look at it, you see everything looks yellow. This is the time of Asr. The dalil for that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَوَقْتُ الْعَصْرِ مَا لَمْ تَصْفَرْ الشَّمْسِ. The time of Asr, as long as the sun does not turn or hasn't turned yellow. The hadith in Sahih Muslim, and many narrations came like this. Now, that means what happens to the time of Maghrib? We say, pay attention. Here, the correct opinion, as it is in Umda, and also majority of the ulama, they say the Asr has two times. Time of choice and time of urgency. Optional and urgency or necessity. Urgency, necessity, the same thing. Choice or optional or preferred time is the same thing. So the first time until the sun turns yellow, it is what? The choice time. What does it mean, the choice time? That means you can pray within that time. And normally it's calculated between 45 minutes to an hour according to the season. Winter, summer, طيب, that plays a role when the sun turns yellow. Now, there is a hadith I'd like to read to you, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam illustrated the timing for the salat for us, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam illustrated the timing of the salat for us. Then after I read the hadith, we'll talk about the timing of Asr according to Madhab Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and the Ahnaf. Because you see, the Ahnaf, the Asr for them starts when the shade of everything, when the shade of everything is double. And in reality for you, it is too late for Asr. What I mean too late, that the Asr did not come out yet, but you're already outside the time of choice. We'll talk about that, inshallah, in a minute. Now, I want to read this long hadith for you in Sahih Muslim عن أبي موسى الأشعري. Pay attention. عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أتاه سائل يسأله عن مواقيت الصلاة. A man came to ask him about the timing of salat. فلم يرد عليه شيئا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never answered him. قال, then he said, فأقام الفجر حين انشق الفجر. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did the iqama for fajr, to pray the fajr, when the fajr first انشق, broken. يعني the fajr started to appear. We'll talk about the fajr when we get to the timing of fajr. والناس لا يكاد يعرف بعضهم بعضا. He prayed fajr whilst the people do not know each other. What does it mean? Of course, there is no lighting in the days of the Prophet ﷺ. It was pitch black. So there is a little crack of light. The fajr started, but not enough for us to see each other. So, you know, there is a little light. You can see a man, but yeah, you cannot recognize his features. So it's still dark.
What does it mean? That means this is the beginning of Salat al-Fajr. The Prophet ﷺ has shown him to the man, this is the time of Fajr.
ثُمَّ أَمَرَهُ فَأَقَامَ بِالظُّهْرِ حِينَ زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ وَالْقَائِلُ يَقُولُ قَدْ انْتَصَفَ النَّهَارُ وَهُوَ كَانَ أَعْلَمُ مِنْهُمْ.
Then he ordered for the iqama with dhuhr when the sun has just moved from the zawal, يعني meridian.
وَالْقَائِلُ يَقُولُ, and the caller would call that the day انْتَصَفْ in its middle.
And what he's saying here? He's saying here the Prophet ﷺ ordered the salat to start while the sun is still horizontal in the meridian. That means it just moved a little bit. So this is the beginning of time of dhuhr.
ثُمَّ أَمَرَهُ فَأَقَامَ بِالْعَصْرِ وَالشَّمْسُ مُرْتَفِعَةً.
Then he ordered him to do iqama for the asr when the sun is still high. مُرْتَفِعَةً. High. So this is the dalil that the sun is still high for the starting of Asr. Yani it hasn't dipped, hasn't gone down. So he started the Asr while it's still high. In another hadith was interpreted that the shade is equal to the object.
ثُمَّ أَمَرَهُ فَأَقَامَ بِالْمَغْرِبِ حِينَ وَقَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ.
Then he ordered him to do iqama for the Maghrib when the sun has fallen. Mean fallen in the horizon.
ثُمَّ أَمَرَهُ فَأَقَامَ الْعِشَاءِ حِينَ غَابَ الشَّفَقِ.
Then he ordered him to do qiyam for Isha when the shafaq, we called it the red twilight, when it fully disappeared.
ثُمَّ أَخَّرَ الْفَجْرَ.
Now he's going to tell you the end times. Then he delayed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-fajr, min al-ghad, from the next day,
hatta ansarafa minha wal-qailu yaqul, qad tala'ati shamsu aw kadat.
Meaning, he delayed fajr until when he finished salat al-fajr, the person would say, yani the caller would call, the sun has risen or about to rise, yani fully risen, qad tala'at ash-shams. So you see, he set the time of Fajr. We'll talk about it when we get to Fajr.
ثُمَّ أَخَّرَ الظُّهْرَ حَتَّى كَانَ قَرِيبًا مِنْ وَقْتِ الْعَصْرِ بِالْأَمْسِ.
He delayed the Dhuhr until it was very, very close to the time of Asr of yesterday, when the shade is equal to the object.
ثُمَّ أَخَّرَ الْعَصْرِ.
That is the dalil. He delayed the Asr
حَتَّى انْصَرَفَ مِنْهَا وَالْقَائِلُ يَقُولُ قَدْ احْمَرَّتِ الشَّمْسِ.
He delayed Asr so far until the person leaves and the caller would call, the sun has turned red.
ثُمَّ أَخَّرَ الْمَغْرِبِ حَتَّى كَانَ عِنْدَ سُقُوتِ الشَّفَقِ.
Then he delayed the Maghrib until the red twilight about to disappear.
ثُمَّ أَخَّرَ الْعِشَاء.
Then he delayed the Isha حَتَّى كَانَ ثُلُّثُ اللَّيْلِ الْأَوَّلِ. He delayed the Isha until the first third of the night.
ثُمَّ أَصْبَحَ فَدَعَ السَّائِلِ.
Then he woke up and called the one who is questioning him. فَقَالَ
الْوَقْتُ بَيْنَ هَذَيْنِ.
And the time is between the two. And pay attention. Here when he said قَدْ احْمَرَّتِ الشَّمْسِ, mean when we're talking about Asr, until the sun what? Turned yellow, that's what it meant. See, so this is the dalil for the optional time of the salat, this. Taib, where did we conclude necessity time, or we call it the urgency time of Maghrib? While the hadith, and I mentioned another hadith for you, that the sun turns yellow. Where did we get that extra time from yellow until sunset? That is when I'm going to read.
Here, يقول ابن قدامة رحمه الله, and we'll mention the دليل here, ثُمَّ يَذْهَبُ وَقْتُ الْإِخْتِيَارِ وَيَبْقَى وَقْتُ الضَّرُورَةِ.
Then the وقت of choice goes and the time of urgency remains.
وَيَبْقَى وَقْتُ الضَّرُورَةِ إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ.
And the time of urgency remains until sunset. غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. First, let me explain urgency. What is urgency? Urgency means You're resuscitating someone. That is a time of urgency. You are at the doctor and the doctor checking on you. You can't pray. Let's say 4:30, Asr. 1 hour, 5:30, the time of choice. 5:45, the doctor is checking on you. You can't leave and pray Asr. So you're still in the time of urgency, that's why. You're operating on someone. That is the time of urgency. Apart from that, after that time of choice, you don't have a choice, you have to run for the salat. There's no excuse to delay Asr. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. Here, the adilla of waqt al-darura. I'll summarize the hadith. وَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَكْعَةً مِنَ الْعَصْرِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ الْعَصْرِ. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomever adraka rak'ah min al-asr, whomever can pray one rak'ah from asr before an taghruba shams, before sunset, faqad adraka al-asr. He has prayed asr. So what is that dalil? That dalil with the other dalil gives us two times for the asr. So dhuhr has one time and asr has two times. Good. So combination of the adilla, we concluded that the two. Pay attention, there is another hadith in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Anas, he said, tilka salatul munafiq. This is the prayer of the hypocrite. Yajlisu yarqubu shams. He sits and watches the sun. Hatta idha kanat bayna qarnay shaytan. Qama fanakaraha arba'an la yadhkurullaha fiha illa qalila. Until the sun come down between the two horns of shaitan, yani the time about to set, which is the time normally prohibition of salat, as we will learn. قَامَ فَنَقَرَهَا أَرْبَعًا. He goes and, you know how the crow picks from the ground quick? نَقْر. Four rak'at, very quickly. لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He does not mention Allah in it except a little. So, here he gave two traits, that he delays the salat, and then when he does the salat, he does it hastily, in a haste, that he doesn't even mention Allah in it except a little. So be careful, ya ikhwa. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us ala al-muhafadha al-salat. Subhanallah, today in the office, I was just coming through, said, how long the chapter of salat takes. The biggest chapter in the books of fiqh is the chapter of salat. Why? It's just like this. You find many other chapters are big, but even the Hajj with all its complication, it's not the book of Hajj, chapter of Hajj is not as big as the Salat. Subhanallah al-Azim. Why? Salat laha sha'an akhar. Salat has a different issue altogether. And that's why you would find, for example, by the time you do the Tahara and you do the Salat, if you're going to study in the moderate details like I'm teaching, it'll take you over a year. One lesson a week. Why? This is how it is. It's probably more coming. Salat al-Asr has two timing, optional and necessity or urgency. We said the optional is until the sun turns yellow. That means you see everything turning yellow. And urgency from that time until Adhan al-Maghrib. And then we said, how much can we calculate until the sun turns yellow? We said between 45 to an hour, or could extend a little bit more, to an hour and 20 minutes or something, according to the season. Summer, winter, and so on. But what you need to do is, you need to check, to make sure. We still need to check normally. We look at the sun, you see it. When you look at the sun, you see it has dropped a bit. And then you look and you see the shade of things has turned to yellow or a little bit towards the yellow, you know that the timing has ended. And if the Salat al-Asr, Adhan al-Asr, 4:30, I'd say between 5:30, don't push it to 6 o'clock. And now we are in summer. Now, Al-Madhab Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, just bear patience with me. Here he said, Hadith Ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma, qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah Ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhu, he said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa huwa qa'imun ala al-minbar yaqul, he's standing on the minbar, saying, innama baqa'ukum fima salafa qablakum min al-umam, kama bayna salatil asri ila ghurubi shams. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that your
existence or your time in this dunya compared to what has preceded you from nations as between Salat al-Asr until Maghrib. So, we are from Asr till Maghrib compared to all the timings. Pay attention. أعطي أهل التوراة التوراة فعملوا بها حتى انتصف النهار ثم عجزوا فأعطوا قيراتا قيراتا. أهل التوراة, they given to the Torah, they worked with it until midday. Then they were not able to continue, so they given قيرات قيرات for the act. ثم أعطي أهل الإنجيل الإنجيل فعملوا به حتى صلاة العصر. So the people of the Injil were given the Injil, so they acted upon it from midday till Asr, until they were not able to do so. فأعطوا قيرات قيرات, they were given a قيرات قيرات. ثم أعطيتم القرآن فعملتم به حتى غروب الشمس. You were given the Quran and you acted upon it until sunset, غروب الشمس. فأعطيتم قيراتين قيراتين. You were given two قيرات. So double the nations before us, even though we didn't work as hard as they did. قال أهل التوراة, the people of Torah, ربنا هؤلاء أقل عملا وأكثر أجرا. They said, أهل التوراة, oh our Lord, these people worked less and they got more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, هل ظلمتكم من أجركم من شيء؟ قالوا لا. فقال فذلك فضل أوتيه, فذلك فضل أوتيه من أشاء. He said, did I oppress you? Did I give you what you deserve? Oh people of Torah, they said yes. He said to them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my blessing, I give it to whomever I like. I want to double their reward, I'll double their reward. But I haven't oppressed you, I was adil with you. The hadith is collected in the Bukhari. So the Ahnaf said, pay attention, they've done from midday to Asr. Let's say midday is what? 1 o'clock. And Asr is what? 4:30. Pay attention. Let me write it down so I don't forget it. 1 o'clock to 4:30. So this is the what? From Dhuhr to Asr. طيب. And we worked from when? From Asr to Maghrib. So from Asr to Maghrib. What time Maghrib today? 8 o'clock. 8 p.m. Maghrib. 4:30 Asr. And then they complained that we worked, yani they complained, they worked from half day to Asr. So they worked harder than us. So they said, must be, look at the dalil aqli, it's an intellectual dalil, qiyas. They said, so it must be the difference between midday and Asr bigger than Asr and Maghrib. How do we explain this? طيب, from Dhuhr to Maghrib, how many hours? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. From 7 till 8, 7 hours. طيب. 3 hours and a half, which 4:30. And 3 hours and a half from Asr to Maghrib. That's what? That's 7 hours. They said, Ahlul Kitab, they worked from where? From Dhuhr to Asr. And they said, we did more. As the hadith, قال أهل التوراة ربنا هؤلاء أقل عملا وأكثر أجرا. The people of Torah, they said, oh Allah, these people less deeds and more reward. See? So we did less deeds. So the Ahnaf, they said, if we did less, so from Asr to Maghrib has to be less from Dhuhr to Asr. So they said, hence, we have to increase the time between Dhuhr and Asr and shorten between Asr and Maghrib. Yani the Asr time starts 6 o'clock, starts 6 o'clock or 5:30, which is becomes shorter, yani then Dhuhr to Asr. Yani look at it this way. Asr sits in the middle between Dhuhr and Maghrib. Move Asr a little bit towards Maghrib for about an hour. Now you have the timing between Dhuhr to Asr
more than Asr to Maghrib. You see how we all understand it? Since it is 7 hours, move it, make between Dhuhr to Asr. Yani to Asr starts 5 hours, and between Asr and Maghrib, 2 hours. Of course, as you know, this is Dalil what? Aqli Qiyas. Whilst there is Sahih Adilla, authentic Adilla, by huge number of Adilla, that Asr starts when the shade of everything become equal to the sundial. We have proofs for that, as I have mentioned. So we understand it now, why they delay it? Because of this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here, rahimahullah, he said, وَوَقْتُ الْمَغْرِبِ إِلَىٰ أَن يَغِيبَ الشَّفَقُ الْأَحْمَرِ. The time of Maghrib begin when the setting of the sun and lasts until the red twilight ends. The time for Maghrib begins with the setting of the sun. So, when does it begin? From the setting of the sun. Yani when qursu ash-shams yaghib, the circle of the sun, when the sun fully sets, from the top disappears behind the horizon. When the upper side disappears, but still a lot of light, this is when the Maghrib starts. Let me read to you what An-Nawawi rahimahullah says, and Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, and also we will mention the Adillah. يقول النووي رحمه الله في المجموع والاعتبار سقوط قرص هابك ماله ولا نظر بعد تكامل الغروب إلى بقاء شعاعها بل يدخل وقتها مع بقائه. He said رحمه الله والاعتبار سقوط قرص هابك ماله. The time starts when the circle of the sun drops completely, and there is ولا نظر بعد تكامل الغروب إلى بقاء شعاعها. طيب, and here he said, and ولا نظر, يعني we don't worry that there is lot of sunlight that remains after that. So if you see lot of sunlight, it doesn't matter as long as the sun have setted and you can't see the sun, but you see sunlight. The Maghrib, as long as قرص الشمس قد غرب, as long as the sun circle has disappeared in the horizon. بَلْ يَدْخُلُ وَقْتُهَا مَعْ بَقَائِهِ. Indeed, the time of Maghrib starts even if there is lot of light showing. Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, وَحِينَئِذْ يُفْطِرُ الصَّائِمُ وَيَزُولُ وَقْتُ النَّهِي. Once that the sun sets, the circle of the sun sets, he said, يُفْطِرُ الصَّائِمُ. The one who's fasting breaks his fast. By the way, and pay attention, your fast is broken regardless whether you ate or not, but you must eat. Your fast is broken. Yani whether you like it or not, your fast is broken. Whether you eat or not, by the Sharia law of Allah, you broke your fast. But you must haste to eat. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith, when the night comes from here and the days leaves from here, فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمُ. The Sa'im has broken his fast. It's done. It's outside your hand. Shall I'm going to continue fasting another half an hour? No, your fast is broken. خلاص, you're not fasting anymore. You're not getting reward for fasting. You have to eat. You have to meet the law of Allah and the Sharia of Allah by eating. Here he said, وَيَزُولُ وَقْتُ النَّهِي. And the time of prohibition finishes. وَلَا أَثَرَ لِمَا يَبْقَى فِي الْأُفُقِ مِنَ الْحُمُّرَةِ الشَّدِيدَةِ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْأَحْكَامِ. And that extreme strong red light that is outside, لَا أَثَرَ لَهُ, يعني it has no يعني effect on the أحكام. يعني you see it, you say, no, I can still see the light, I'm going to keep abstaining from eating. No, خلاص, it's done. Why the ulama insisted on this? Because Ahlul Bid'ah, like the Shia and others, they delay it until that light disappears even further, and this is when they break their fast. No, Maghrib with Ijma' Ahlul Sunnah. Here he said, and the Dalil for that, remember the hadith that I read to you earlier, he said,
ثم أمره فأقام بالمغرب حين وقعت الشمس. Then he ordered him to do إقامة for the مغرب when the sun has fallen. That is the وقت of المغرب. Now, when does وقت المغرب finishes? إلى أن يغيب الشفق الأحمر. Until, here the translation says, and lasts until the red twilight ends. This is our and the correct opinion. And we go back to a hadith Abu Musa al-Ash'ari that we read. He said, ثم أخر المغرب حتى كان عند سقوط الشفق. And he delayed the Maghrib until the Shafaq has saqat, mean disappeared and gone. طيب, how long that takes? It's not really 1.5 hours as it's listed in the calendar. It's 1 hour maximum. And check that out. It's 1 hour maximum when the red twilight disappears. It could change from a country to another, from a season to another, but it is about 1 hour. So check that out. Now, what I want to also just to quickly explain to you, I'm not meant to, as the manhaj of explaining this book, go into too much details, but I want to highlight to you something important. This aids you in knowing that Salat al-Maghrib is crucial to be prayed very, very quickly. I'll explain why. In الشافعي مذهب والمغرب يقول في متن أبو شجاع. متن أبو شجاع like العمدة for us. For the الشافعية, this متن is like العمدة. متن أبو شجاع يقول والمغرب وقتها واحد. المغرب has one time, because there is another narration from the Shafi'i, the narration of Abu Thawr from the Shafi'i, that it has two timing for the Maghrib. Two timing as the Asr. One time of choice and the second time of urgency. The Shafi'i are on a different opinion amongst themselves in that madhab. I'm not going to go in details, but I want to bring to you and bring to your attention the opinion here. He said, والمغرب وقتها واحد وهو غروب الشمس. And the Maghrib has one time, which is setting of the sun. وبمقدار ما يؤذن ويتوضأ ويستر العورة ويقيم الصلاة ويصلي خمسة ركعات. He said, the timing of the Maghrib from the sunset, and it is equal to الأذان, making wudu, covering the awra, وتقيم الصلاة, and to make إقامة for the salat, and pray five rak'ad, three, and the sunnah. So, calculate that how much. On a maximum basis, you find it 15 to 20 minutes. You see, so one of the strong opinions of the Shafi'iyya is how long? 20 minutes. So, the dalil, why the Shafi'iyya, they said, the Maghrib is only time for you to do the adhan, wudu, satr al-awra, iqamatu salat, and pray five rak'at. Because of the hadith of Jibreel that we mentioned last week, that Jibreel came to the Prophet ﷺ in the beginning, one day in the beginning of the salawat, and in the second day in the end of the salawat. Every salat he came to him two times, except the Maghrib he came to him in the same time. The same time he came to him at the beginning is the same time on the second day he came to him at the end. That is the dalil of al-Shafi'iyya. And that's why they based the dalil, they said, since he came to him twice in Maghrib at the same time, and he did not have a gap in time like the rest of the salawat, that shows that the Maghrib has only one time, and that time is that enough for you to fulfill the conditions of salat and pray. What I say this for, I say that do not cheat yourself and keep the Maghrib for 1 hour. No delaying of the Maghrib at all. You see? Pray it. This is one salat that just drop everything and go and pray it. Why? Because the salat is, the ulama, يعني, on a strong difference of opinion about it. In the Shafi'iyya, of course, they're the brethren of Al-Hanabila in many things. And we nearly follow the same usul. So pay attention about this point, because this point is important. The Nawawi has spoken a lot about this in Al-Majmu' and he debated back and forth. But what I want you to understand, that
one of the strong opinions inside the Shafi'i madhab that Salat al-Maghrib, you have from sunset till about maximum 20 minutes to be prayed. Yet they don't give you an option. You make the adhan, which is what, 3 minutes? The wudu is 5 minutes, 8 minutes. Iqama is 2 minutes, 10 minutes. And the five rak'at, about 10 minutes. 20 minutes and your salat is done. We finish Salat al-Maghrib and we move to Waqt al-Isha. وَيَبْدَأُ وَقْتُ الْعِشَاءِ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَىٰ نُصْفِ اللَّيْلِ. He said, the time for Isha begins from the ending of Maghrib and continues up to half the night. So when does Maghrib end? From the red twilight disappears. And it continues until middle of the night. Middle of the night. And the Dalil, as the hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَوَقْتُ الْعِشَاءِ إِلَىٰ نِصْفِ اللَّيْلِ وَوَقْتُ الْعِشَاءِ إِلَىٰ نِصْفِ اللَّيْلِ وَوَقْتُ الْفَجْرِ مَا لَمْ تَطْلُعِ الشَّمْسِ. And the time of Fajr lasts until as long as the sun hasn't risen. طيب. And the Isha is middle of the night. So that is the Dalil that it is still middle of the night. How do I calculate the middle of the night? Very simple. You calculate it this way. You monitor what time is Maghrib. When the Maghrib starts, you note the time. And the Fajr starts, you note the time. And then whatever is in between them, half them. Take example. Maghrib today is 8 p.m. Fajr today is 4 o'clock. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 hours. So 8 hours, half of them is 4 hours. 4 hours. Add on Maghrib. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So it is 12 o'clock midnight. Sometimes it is what? 11:30. Sometimes it is 11:15. It depends on the calculation. So you have until the middle of the night to pray Isha. Then he said, Rahimahullah, ثُمَّ يَبْقَ وَقْتُ الضَّرُورَةِ إِلَىٰ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ الثَّانِي. The time for Isha begins from the ending time of Maghrib and continues up to half of the night. The time of urgency is left until the beginning of Fajr. So Isha has two timing. And Asr has two timing. And Maghrib has two timings according to the Shafi'iyya. To us, it has one time. So Isha has what? Two timing. طيب, what is the dalil that it has a second timing whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that waqtu al-isha till middle of the night? Here the dalil, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in hadith Abi Qatada marfu'an collected by Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, amma annahu laysa fi an-nawm tafrid. Indeed, there is no neglect in nawm. Yani you slept, and you slept through the salat. That is not neglect. The Sharia doesn't consider you as neglectful. Of course, pay attention. If you sleep 1 o'clock a.m. and expect yourself to wake up for Fajr, and you don't wake up, that is tafrit. Because you know you won't be able to wake up. So you have to take the right precautions for Salat al-Fajr. إِنَّمَا التَّفْرِيطُ عَلَى مَنْ لَمْ يُصَلِّ حَتَّى يَجِيءَ وَقْتُ الصَّلَاةِ الْأُخْرَىٰ. Indeed, the tafriyat, the neglect, for the one who does not pray until the time of the second salat or the following salat comes. So this hadith is general. That the salat continues, the timing of each salat finishes until the following salat comes. Except what has specified it. What specified it is Salat al-Fajr. You see? And anything that comes apart from that befalls under this hadith. But the time of preference is midnight, and the time of urgency where you must pray it before Fajr. You see? But what does it mean neglectful here? Here you befall under the ayah
الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. When I say neglectful, don't do not belittle the word neglectful. You become يعني like the منافق. You see, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described it, and you fall under فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. Woe to the one who pray who are neglectful in their salat. طيب. So as you see, so the Isha now has what? How many timing? Two timing. Time of preference till midnight and time of urgency till Fajr. Salat al-Asr has two timing. Time of preference or choice till the sun turns yellow and time of urgency until Maghrib. Salat al-Maghrib has one time. Salat al-Fajr, we will talk about it. And Salat al-Dhuhr has one time. We understand it? Please do not confuse this. You might say, طيب يا أخي, the Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen and other ulama, they said that Salat Al-Isha, really it's up to midnight, and after midnight there is no Salat Al-Isha. This is يعني another opinion based on this hadith. They did not take it in a strong manner, and they sort of debated this hadith. Hadith of Abi Qatada. The Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, in his commentary on Nazad, he has a long debate about it. And he debates and he adopts, rahimahullah, the Shaykh, that Salatul Isha is up to midnight. And after midnight, you're not even praying Isha, you're praying Nafil. You have exceeded and the time has expired. So you can stay away from Khilaf Al-Ulama. Make sure you pray Isha before midnight. Normally, you're a man and you're not a woman. The man prays Isha where? In the masjid. And then here, rahimahullah, he said, وَوَقْتُ الْفَجْرِ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَىٰ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. The time of Fajr begins with the true dawn and lasts until sunrise. So, the timing of Fajr starts when? From the true dawn. So dawn has two. There is the false and the true. But what is the difference between the both? Of course, you don't see it living in the city, you don't see that. But if you're living in an open space, you see light that comes before dawn. That is Al-Fajr Al-Kadhib. Tayyib. What is the difference between it and Al-Fajr Al-Sadiq? That is an important point so we can know the difference between them. The difference between them, first, it is between, in timing, between an hour to 45 minutes. An hour to 45 minutes. Now, since between them an hour to 45 minutes, so there is a considerable amount of time. Meaning, these days, Adhan al-Fajr, 4 o'clock in the morning. So, around about 3, quarter past 3, a small light would come out. Now, there are also differences between the two. How can you recognize them? الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله, he said there are three differences. The first one, أن الفجر الأول ممتد لا معترض. What does it mean that the first one, the false one, ممتد? What does it mean? From الشرق إلى المغرب, from east to west. When you're standing looking at the شرق, at the east, so it comes right up towards the west. You see what I mean? As for the second one, from north to south, it comes across in the horizon. So if you're standing, it comes across in front of you. And also the second difference between them, that it dims, the first one, the false one dims, while the true one increases in light. The third difference in between them, that the first one is disconnected with the horizon, while the true one is connected to the horizon, because it is connected to the sun, surely. It comes from the sun. So, here as you see, this is the difference between the two. So, Al-Fajr comes out. When is the Fajr comes out? When you start see the dawn and the light start to come out. And it keeps increasing until the sun fully rises. Then the Fajr has ended when it fully rises. Now, we have another point here. So as you see, the hadith of Qatada in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abi Qatada in Sahih Muslim that I narrated to you is general in all of the salawat except which salat? الفجر. الحديث when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إنما التفريط على من لم يصلي الصلاة حتى يجيء وقت الصلاة الأخرى. The neglect is upon the one who does not pray until he neglects the salat until the following salat time comes. It is applicable to the five daily salat except which? Fajr. Why? Because the Fajr between sunrise, when the sun fully rises till the sun moves from its meridian, that gap, it's time of no salat. Time of no salat. It's not time of dhuhr, it's not asr, it's not maghrib, it's not isha, it's not fajr. You see, so it is mukhassas, it is specified with this hadith that this salat. طيب. And the dalil, we have mentioned already the dalil of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, the hadith, and the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr that we have read before. And all the hadith that we have read before about the salat. So now we finish the timing of the five salawat. Ibn Qudama rahimahullah says, وَمَنْ كَبَّرَ لِلصَّلَاةِ قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ وَقْتِهَا فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَهَا. He said, whoever makes the takbir before the time of the prayer finishes has verily made the salat. So, here, pay attention. He says, let's just say, Adhan al-Asr 4:30. 4:29 and 30 seconds, you stood up and said, Allahu Akbar, and intended dhuhr. He said, you have caught salat of dhuhr. Another opinion says that when you have to actually pray a full rak'ah before you have caught the salat, meaning you have to say Allahu Akbar, recite at least the Fatiha in the rak'ah, and going Allahu Akbar, prostrating, now you caught what? One rak'ah. طيب. What is the correct opinion? The correct opinion is the second opinion, not the opinion of the book. Why? That's what we will explain. The dalil of the opinion of Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, pay attention, the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu anha collected by Sahih Muslim, من أدرك من العصر سجدة قبل أن تغرب الشمس أو من الصبح قبل أن تطلع فقد أدركها. Whomever adrak, يعني catches. From the asr, sajda. What is the sajda? Prostration. Prostration. Be careful. Before I continue, that the word sajda sometimes means rak'ah. طيب, we will prove it with the other hadith. So, قبل أن تغرب الشمس, before the sun sets, he has caught what? Al-Maghrib. أو من الصبح قبل أن تطلع الشمس, or from the صبح before the sun rises, فقد أدرك, he has caught it. So Ibn Qudama رحمه الله took this hadith and he said the hadith says سجدة. طيب, what is the دليل سجدة؟ سجدة mean literally سجود. No, Ibn Qudama, he said the amount of a سجدة. What is the timing of سجدة? The time you put your head on the ground and you say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Just as soon as you put your head on the ground. That is equal of what? Standing and saying, Allahu Akbar. You see? So he said sajda. So he measured the timing of a sajda. Not the full sajda. The time you are able to go down on the ground and make sujood. So that is what? Not even less than... Not even 5 to 10 seconds. So he said, with that time, you can say Allahu Akbar. Khalas, you caught it. You see? So he analytically deducted that a sajda equal to the takbira, and he said, you have caught the salat. Tab, why he said the takbira? He says, because this is what you start the salat with. But another opinion of the ulama, which is the salat cannot be caught and attained except with the rak'ah minimum. The dalil, The hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, من أدرك ركعة من الصلاة فقد أدرك الصلاة. Whomever catches a rak'ah from the salat, he has caught the salat. How is that? Here, the hadith, this one explains the other one. What is the rak'ah? Bowing. So that means to establish the full duties before you reach to the ruku'ah. The rak'ah is entering the salat, reading the fatiha, reading small surah, and bowing. This is a full rak'ah. You can't say Allahu Akbar and enter ruku' unless you are in a salat al-masbuq, when you come and follow the imam. So you have to catch all that before you can call rak'ah. So, and that's why the rak'ah is not complete until you bow, isn't it? It's calculated now, it's rak'ah. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man adraka rak'atan min as-salat, when you catch a rak'ah from the salat, you have caught the salat. You add this with that. Taib, you say, but here he said sajda and there he said rak'ah. We say also it is known amongst the ulama to call the sajda rak'ah and the rak'ah sajda. And also, yani, whomever said, yani, the ulama who commented on this ahadith, like Ibn Hajar, Ibn Rajab and others, they said that a rak'ah is to complete a full rak'ah in the salat, and then you have caught the salat. Because the ahadith explain one another. This hadith of rak'ah explains the sajda. And in many, yani, it's known amongst the ulama that a sajda is called rak'ah sometimes, and the rak'ah called sajda. The combination of the both ahadith, one explain the other, that you need to catch at least from the salat rak'ah before it is calculated a salat. Before it is accepted that you have caught the timing of the salat.
سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.